Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There is a bill being debated in the U.S. Senate that is arguably as or more important than Biden's infrastructure bill. And that is Senate Bill number 1 on voting rights. Because as important as the infrastructure bill is, and that will pass in my view, as important as that is, if Senate Bill 1 and H.R. 1, House Resolution 1, pass, it will assert federal control of all of these state machinations that try to subvert our elections. A couple of things it does. First of all, it gets rid of gerrymandering. Believe it or not, gets rid of gerrymandering, fair maps commissions in every state, and the federal jurisdiction is easy. These are federal elections. Federal elections should not be dependent on gerrymandering. Congressional elections are federal elections. You cannot gerrymander a Senate election because it's the whole state. Everybody gets to vote. You can't gerrymander a presidential election because the whole state votes, although there's an implicit gerrymander in the fact that the Electoral College is weighted basically to small population states. Wyoming has 2 senators. So does California. Wyoming has about 700,000 people. California has almost 40 million people. They each get only 2 senators, and they each only get 2 electoral votes for their senators. That's disproportionate. That's a gerrymander, but that's in the Constitution, hard to get rid of. But Senate Bill 1 and House Resolution 1, what they'll do is they'll fair maps. That's number one. Number two, and I'm not going to go through the whole litany. Look it up. SB1 and HR1. But it'll do also a lot of other things about it'll control absentee voting, early voting, number of polling places, drop boxes, making it fair that you can have non-doctor excuse, no excuse, mail-in voting. Why shouldn't you? We did in Wisconsin last time. People liked it. People liked it. Even the Republican leadership voted by mail. Why can't you do that? You won't be able to in a lot of the states controlled by Republicans if state law is permitted to control federal elections. And that's just wrong. These things like this insurrectionist-backed group, this QAnon group that somehow got original ballots to, quote, recount, end quote, in Arizona, and they're blasting them with ultraviolet right, trying to damage the ballots. They're leaving computers and ballots unattended. The people, one guy counting it who was in the insurrection, the leader of Cyber Ninja is pro-QAnon. That wouldn't happen after this. That shouldn't happen right now. It shouldn't have happened in Arizona right now. You're not going to have a case where, like in Texas, they carve out different repressive things for counties of over 1 million. Just happens to be Harris County, Houston, Dallas, places where Democrats vote, not the smaller counties. You're not going to have that. You're not going to have to unravel that in court. You're going to have a certain number of fair functioning voting machines per so many thousands of population. You're going to have drop boxes. This is essential. If you don't have it, what you're going to have are these restrictive laws that were passed in Georgia, Florida, Texas already, Iowa, they're going on to Michigan. And we're going to get into that. But one of the things that they will get rid of are sanctions, fines, and criminal threats against poll workers. Believe it or not, some of these bills that have passed provide for a $10,000 fine for even inadvertent, unintentional violations of polling laws. If you open a polling place 2 minutes late, you're supposed to do it at 7, do it at 7:02, or you do it at 6:58, 10 grand. Now, a lot of these poll workers are senior citizens, men and women. A lot of them are women. What do you think is going to happen if they go, well, if I screw up, not because I'm a bad person, I'm off by a minute or two, 10 grand. And it'll turn out that it's only going to be enforced in Democratic counties. This is going on. Can we unravel some of this in court? Sure, after 2 years of litigation. But Senate Bill 1 being debated, probably today. And Moscow Mitch has launched an all-out attack against it. First of all, Moscow Mitch, he's variously been described as a toad, as a turtle and an owl. You can call him whatever you want, but he's Moscow Mitch. Moscow Mitch will speak against it as if that's a big deal. Supposedly leadership doesn't speak. Schumer and Moscow Mitch don't speak. The fact that he's speaking is some sort of like Putin thing where, oh, the big man is, well, no, I don't think so. And all out. What they're going to do is bring dozens of committee votes that they think will embarrass Democrats on tough issues. I don't think these are all that tough. No gerrymandering. We want fair maps. Period. End of story. We want absentee voting by mail and in person that doesn't require a doctor's excuse. We don't want $10,000 fines against elderly poll workers because they opened the polls a minute late or a minute early, and it's only implied in Democratic counties. We don't want that. We're not going to put up with that. So get with it. Manchin has said he has problems with it. I'm getting a little tired of his talk, frankly. The fact of the matter, yeah, he's in West Virginia. So what? John Kennedy took West Virginia in 1960. They like the fact that he was a veteran. They like Manchin. Deal with it. Go around the state, Joe. Get off your duff. Just tell them we're going to have fairness and you can vote. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, you know, that West Virginia, I mean, how many of those people in West Virginia, I mean, that have the legacy of black lung in their families because of the mistreatment of minors by the coal companies back in the day? Do they not remember that? And Republicans wouldn't give a rip if they had, you know, the black lung today. I mean, no health care for those folks. I mean, voting, the one question should be is that for these Republicans, they should be asked, do citizens have the right to vote, yes or no? If a citizen does not have a felony conviction, you know, even that should be questionable there. But should the citizens have the right to vote? And, you know, they claim, well, the citizen's got the right to keep and bear arms. Well, there's one provision in the Constitution to keep and bear arms. There's a number of constitutional amendments that talk about the right to vote. I mean, collectively together, that we actually have the right to vote, constitutionally have the right to vote. Damn the Supreme Court for not recognizing that fact, because they can't string two sentences together, because they do cartwheels to try to deny people the right to vote. I mean, little Miss Comey Barrett that says, well, you know, that she doesn't know if the 13th, 14th, and 15th amendments to the Constitution apply. Because they weren't, you know, the southern states were required to accept those amendments as a part of rejoining the Union. If they say, well, they're not constitutional, then those states lose their recognition as part of the Union. Period. I mean, you can't have it both ways. South Carolina.
There's a lot of deep history. What you're saying is interesting stuff, and you're right about the attack on the right to vote. That is the key, and I agree with you. I think that Manchin should go, you know, if he thinks what, he's vulnerable? I don't think so. West Virginia, they're great people. They have the highest percentage per population of medals of honor in combat of any state. These are good people. Just go around and explain it to them, Joe Manchin. But you're right, Mark of the SAC, great history. Going to a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Pressure.